Welcome to today's podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Robert Hutchins, and this is the Coastal Bend Chat. Today I was going to talk a little bit about my adoption story. I hadn't told y'all this. I've told other people this, and those who know me know that I was adopted, but I was adopted I was put up for adoption at birth, and I was adopted when I was 3 months old. Basically, the way my story goes, from what I've seen, and I mean, I've always known that I was adopted, so my parents always informed me early on, which I think is definitely a good thing, because I've known a few people who I think they found out later in life. I guess they weren't ever told, or they were misled into thinking that their parents were their biological parents, and then later found out they were actually adopted. And anyway, it did not sit real well with them, and I can totally understand that. But with me, I was fortunate. My parents told me early on, so I've always known. And then I had a friend, and her brother were both adopted brothers, quite a few years older than us, but she's within a year younger than me, and she was adopted. So I've always kind of been around other people who are adopted. It's never been a big deal, you know. All of, myself included, all of us ended up with really good parents, and there's no one that I know or can even think of that was adopted, put up for adoption and adopted and just really got into a bad family. I don't know of anyone like that. I know I've read stories where that happens, but no one I know has had that happen. Everyone was fortunate, and you know, we all kind of count our blessings. And with me, and I knew certain information. I to this day, I still don't know, like, bio mom's name, last name, any of that. I know that I had three older, they would actually be half brothers, because she got pregnant with me from a man other than her husband, who she wasn't divorced from, but she was separated from, and he has some type of mental stuff going on, and she was lonely and hooked up with a guy in the military, U.S. Army, and I guess, I don't know how long they were together, I don't know, but anyway, he left, she never heard from him again, and voila, 9 months later, here I come. So, she ended up putting me up for adoption, and I went to the, back then it was called the Texas Cradle Society, and that was the adoption agency where I was placed. And then my parents, I have three sisters, so my parents were looking for a boy, and my mom couldn't have any more kids, so once they were wanting a boy and whatnot, they ended up going, looking into adoption. And they did all the, I guess they did background screening, and they had to provide info. They interviewed them. I read some of the stuff. It was crazy. I mean, it's an in-depth process, and you have to show that you're worthy of, or back then you did anyway. I don't know the process now, but you have to show that you're worthy of being a parent to a child that you've adopted. And so, anyway, yeah, they got me at 3 months old, and I think it was for several years my mom couldn't even work because they, like, you had to, one parent had to stay home until the child was a certain age or whatever. But anyway, but yeah, so did that, and then, it was pretty cool because I had my oldest sister's 12 years older, my middle is 10, and my youngest is 8. So as a kid up to 5th grade, I was, it was cool because I had older sisters. But then by the time I was in 6th grade, they were all out of the house, so it was then I was like basically an only child because of the huge age gap. So I kind of had the best of both worlds. I was, I got to experience the only child part, but I also had older sisters taking care of me and whatnot as well. So it was cool. And then what's interesting is like their gaps are 12, 10, and 8, and the half brothers I would have had through my bio mom, they were 11, 9, and 7 years older than me. And it was three boys, no girls. So anyway, but, and one of them, the youngest, I think he had, because I never looked. I never looked. I had no interest in looking for my biological mom. That was just me. Now, I know a lot of people out there, they do. They have a desire to find them, and hey, that's great. Whatever works for them. For me, I never did. I can't explain why. I just really never did. I know some of my friends, if they get mad at their parents, they would make that threat, and I don't know if they ever looked, or if they did, they didn't find them or whatever. And then I know some that apparently found theirs later in life and developed a relationship. Like, if it was a guy, they found their mom and biological mom and dad, and maybe developed a relationship with one of the parents, one of their, like, one person I know, developed a relationship with the dad. So, that's all cool as long as everyone's involved is open to it, and big thing is don't hurt someone over it, 'cause you have a set of parents who cared enough to adopt you. But then at the same time, I understand you, if you have a desire to find an biological parents, you shouldn't be stopped. But at the same time, just respect everybody, and know in, like, in the face and all that. But anyway, but yeah, so I never looked. And then I guess it was about 6 or 7 years ago. It was before we had figured out what exactly was going on with my youngest son, with his, I mean, he's on the autism spectrum, but at the time we were trying to get answers and we could not, the doctors could not figure it out. So I started thinking, well, maybe I ought to see if there's anything that shows up in the medical history on my side, since I've never really known. I knew things that had gone on with me, but there wasn't any of that in me. I didn't have any of the delays and nonverbal stuff that he had back then. So, anyway, So I sent, I researched it, and Texas Cradle Society was gone, but they had a they told me how, there's a way to get records. And what I did, I went to the Texas Department of Health and Human Services, and I requested them, and I explained my reason for them and to request them, and they ended up sending me redacted copies, like no personal identification info was revealed, no names, no nothing. And let me tell you, once you get this stuff, even though it's redacted, you're gonna try to figure it out. We must have spent days looking through that stuff, trying to see if we'd see letters, could make out letters or anything like that. And I was just like, whatever. And I had found out, because when they saw that my son was having health stuff, and I greatly appreciate this, but the lady actually called me, and she told me, just gave me the skinny on, the health info that was in there. Found out that my bio mom had died from some type of cancer. So anyway, which really it was kind of weird, like hearing that. But at the same time, I was like so very thankful, because like that, I wasn't in that environment, because I don't think that would have been a healthy environment. I don't know if she stayed with that guy, her husband. I don't know if they ever got back together. Three other boys would have lost one brother. And then, she would have, when she passed away, I probably would have still been like at some point in high school. So I may not have had a male role model, which I did. And my dad had, we were in, I was in sports, he was my coach. It was great. So anyway, I would have lost out on a lot of that, I believe. I think it would have changed. I don't think I'd be who I am today if I was in that environment. But so anyway, but yeah, it was, I was fortunate. I was raised in a good Christian home, and tight family. Still are. My parents are still alive. They're in their 80s, but they're still alive. And so, I learned good things. So I never had any anger or resentment that I was put up for adoption, because I just always kind of looked at it as, hey, there was obviously a situation where it wouldn't have been good for everyone involved, and so I was put up. But I will say that I appreciate my biological mom for, number one, deciding to give birth, because a lot don't, and deciding to put me up for adoption. So anyway, but yeah, that's, and I've seen, it wasn't too long ago, I wasn't researching it, but somehow something came up on YouTube about it, all these adoption stories, and where they, some people reunited and everyone was happy, but then some like made contact, and like their mom or their dad, whatever, had, they had moved on and already had a different family, had a whole nother family, and they didn't want to have any contact. And then it's like these people on there that were adopted, put up for adoption, kept pushing it. And it's like, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, look, let it go. They chose to give birth, and they chose to give you up for adoption. And that being said, you're a better person because you're taken by people who wanted you. And that was a choice, like they made a conscious decision to adopt you. And that's what I always try to get across to people. And in the same thing with people who can't have kids or can no longer have kids. You know, if they still want kids, go adopt somebody. I think it's a great thing, you know. I'll always be supportive of adoption and those who have been adopted, and I respect those who give their kids up for adoption because they're choosing to give life, and they're choosing to give the baby the chance at a better life than what they could offer them. And so I'll always support it, and you know, but anyway, I just wanted to kind of share this. I don't know if anyone that listens to my podcast is adopted or has adopted kids or whatever, but I just wanted to share my story with you, and hopefully you'll get something out of it. And I'm starting to get some more listens now. We're doing sponsorships through Anchor, and so you may hear some ads on the podcast now. And then also, I'm trying to continue to build my social media. You follow me on Twitter at Coastal Bend Chat. You can find me on Facebook, The Coastal Bend Chat. My website is coastalbendchat.weebly.com. I'm really still kind of liking this name, so I may get a domain, get the domain here in a few weeks. So I'm going to give it a little bit more time. But anyway, and then I'm going to keep posting weekly. I may do more than, you know, once a week. I've had so much going on. It's been a challenge to get one podcast put up per week lately, but I do plan on maybe breaking it down. Just doing something like this, random story or random thought, and then like certain days focus more on motivation. You know, I think last podcast I talked about doing a series on the podcast or YouTube vlogs that I watch and listen to, and see who your the ones you listen to are, and maybe you'll get something out of the ones I listen to. I know I do. But anyway, until next time, I shall talk to you later. Thanks again for listening.